and stop in the downtown stores at your first opportunity and see the very latest in print. Autographed copies of Rush to Judgment are only $5.95 at Paul Elder's book, Sutter at Stockton in San Francisco. So there you have your very first commercial for your book, Mark.
Yes.
And welcome to the Ron Lyons Show.
Thank you very much.
We've been looking forward to the interview. First of all, I'd like to explain that Mark is a New York attorney, and the book is called Rush to Judgment, and a subtitle, A Critique of the Warren Commission's Report into the Murders of President John F. Kennedy, Officer J.D. Tibbett, and Lee Harvey Oswald. And if my facts are correct, you were asked by Mrs. Marguerite Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald's mother, to represent her son's interest in the report's investigation, right?
That is correct, yes.
And then you were denied this privilege, and more or less this book is that defense that you would have presented.
That's true. I think the Warren Report is the prosecution document. My book is the answer.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we get into the meat of the interview, I would like to ask you a question. From what I have seen in the press and also television news stories about Mrs. Oswald, and by that I mean Lee Harvey Oswald's mother, she seems to be a very flamboyant person and always claiming that her son was innocent. Would you consider her, in your opinion, having dealt with her, is she a very rational person?
Well, I think the press, unfortunately, at the very beginning, developed Mrs. Oswald into the spokesman for the defense and then sought to ridicule her and indicate that her judgment was unsound. I would say that certainly her judgment is different from mine mm-hmm. on many of the questions which have arisen. She has theories. I have none. I just deal with the facts. But in the final analysis, I think history is going to record that Mrs. Oswald, for all of her faults, came closer to the truth than did the distinguished commission appointed by President Johnson to look into the case.